Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today we're going to be looking at some British and American terms which are different. And it's going to be a special food edition. We all love food, so I thought this is quite an important thing to look at, because if you go to the States, then you'll notice that there's some food which has different words to the British version, and possibly other parts of the English-speaking world. So I've got 8 words for you. Pay close attention. Like I say, when you go to a restaurant in London, versus a restaurant in Florida, perhaps, there's going to be different language used. So it's important to know the difference. So let's start with some vegetables. In British English, we say aubergine. Aubergine. In American English, we say eggplant. And this is the delicious vegetable, sort of purple colour. The Italians make a really good aubergine parmesan. One of my favourite things to eat. And there's a rather amusing emoji of this. So the British say aubergine, the Americans say eggplant. The next word is a type of seafood. And in British English, it's prawn. In American English, shrimp. Most of my students know the American word, shrimp, and don't know the English version. If you've ever seen the movie Forrest Gump, there's a character called Bubba. And he loves shrimp. He always talks about how much he loves shrimp. So in British English, we say prawn. The next example, or the next examples, are actually quite complicated. So pay close attention to this one. I want to start with the word chips, because this means something different in British English and American English. The word chips in British English is referring to the hot potato snack that we put in the oven, and often have with mayonnaise, some people have with ketchup. The Americans say fries or French fries. If you say chips in the States, it's referring to what the British call crisps. And this comes in a bag, it's cold, and it's often a lovely snack to have, maybe after a sandwich. You can also have these with dips, like tomato salsa, for example. These are called chips in American English, but crisps in British English. Continuing with snacks, how about the biscuit? Well, we say biscuit in British English. The Americans say cookies. Here in Britain in particular, we love to have a biscuit, or we might say a bicky, a bicky. We love this with a cup of tea. Note that we do have cookies too, but this is specifically referring to those biscuits which have maybe pieces of chocolate chips or pieces of raisins inside. That's what we call cookies, but the general term is biscuit. The next food is something I really enjoy eating for breakfast during the winter months, and that's porridge. In the States, they call it oatmeal. So this is that hot, creamy breakfast that you can have in the morning. Maybe you put it with milk, or maybe with water, you put it in the pan and you cook it slowly, or you could maybe have it quite quickly in the microwave. I've got this quite tasty porridge which you can just put in the microwave for 2 minutes along with some milk and it's ready to go. So porridge is British English, oatmeal is American English. Next is a really important one. In Britain, we say sweets, and in the States, they say candy, and this can be referring to all types of sweets. It could be chocolate, it could be fruit sweets, it could be anything really. But the important point here is we call them sweets, and in the States, they call them candy.
And the final example, well, it's not food, but it's something related to food. And that is what we put in the dustbin. In British English, we call it rubbish. We put the rubbish in the bin. In American English, they call it the trash or garbage. And when you finish with an empty packet of sweets, for example, you put that rubbish in the bin in British English, or it's garbage or trash in American English.
So there you have eight differences between the words we use here in Britain and in the United States for certain types of food. I hope you found that helpful, so make sure you've used the correct word when you visit the countries. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it interesting and helpful. If you have any ideas for topics you would like me to talk about on these podcasts, then feel free to send me an email. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.